This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Calls are being made for EPA assistance in remediating Ann Arbor's dioxane-contaminated groundwater. But some worry about the stigma Superfund can bring. In the 10th of WEMU's Green Room series on the 1,4-dioxane plume, Barbara Lucas explores the question, will property values go down if contamination is designated a Superfund site?
I'm at Argo Cascades in Ann Arbor. Birds and frogs are singing, people are tubing, biking, rollerblading. It's buzzing with life, like Ann Arbor as a whole, which is one of the state's hottest real estate markets.
And so that's a concern.
Maris LaPorter is a local realtor. She wants action on the dioxane problem, whatever it takes.
As a realtor, I mean, we can't pretend this isn't happening now here in town. You know, I mean, for years, people didn't really know about it, or it wasn't in the forefront. But now, ever since Flint, it's really in the forefront. And, you know, we have to be open about it. So if it requires a Superfund site designation, then that's what it is.
LaPorter has sold houses here for 13 years and has had only one buyer say they would not look at houses in the plume, nor within its path.
They came here to Ann Arbor right as all the issues in Flint came to light, and so they became very aware of it.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Come on back.
Mike Moran is supervisor of Ann Arbor Township. He says studies have found if nothing is done to improve a Superfund site, property values can decrease. On the other hand,
if the local problem becomes a Superfund site, the effect on property values is actually positive if a cleanup is achieved.
I ask if homeowners will welcome more wells in their midst, drilled for monitoring and extraction, if the remediation is significantly stepped up. He says about 12 years ago,
at that time, there was a proposal to extract the water and then treat it and pipe it, I think, along the expressway back into a place where it could be reinterjected into the river. There was some public resistance to that plan. And again, the resistance, I think, was based on a fear of dropping property values. But that was 12 years ago, and the situation hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse. So I don't know and cannot really predict what the public reaction would be to a more vigorous plan at this time. I hope it would be supported because it's needed.
What's been the experience in other states? I call Bonnie Rader, leader of a community group in Denver. They're fighting for cleanup of dioxane at the nearby Lowry Landfill Superfund site. She says new housing is being built within a mile of the site.
And those property values have not gone down. They're very high over there. But I will say that in our case, we've had to be very careful with these new neighbors, how we release our information.
She says simply scaring people can be counterproductive.
We don't want property values to go down either. But at the same time, we know we have to do something about this.
Rader says it's all in how it's handled.
If they just designated a Superfund site and don't have any goals to say, here's how we're going to control this from here on, and we'd like you to be a part of the process, which is what Superfund guarantees. The citizens have a right to be in the planning and the execution of what they're going to do at a Superfund site.
She says that instills confidence and prevents a loss of property values.
But you've got to have regulators who are willing to listen to the community and willing to take ideas and go forward with them.
Apparently, there's a fine line between scaring people away from an area or inspiring them to advocate for it. Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. To hear the previous 9 segments in our series on the Ann Arbor area's 1,4 dioxane plume, visit our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.